This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski. Well, around here, a new COO set to take control of the Bills and Sabres in about a month, and it comes at a time when many Bills fans are learning just how much it might cost to continue to be at games in the future. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
According to some social media discussion started Wednesday surrounding pricing for PSLs with the new Bills Stadium currently under construction, some of the club seat prices for season ticket holders was noted to be around $20,000 per seat. That's also not taking into account the pricing of season tickets for each football season. One Bills season ticket holder at the current Highmark Stadium, Collins, says he has yet to get his turn to explore the Stadium Experience Center, but has a family member that is a current club seat holder and was surprised to hear the pricing of those PSLs.
We know just by like doing the math of what the club seat holder pays now compared to what we pay. We're a little concerned that if that math still lines up with the new stadium, we may be priced out of the new one. That's just our concerns, and we won't know for sure until we actually get into the Stadium Experience.
When talking with this ticketing representative for the new stadium, Colin told WBEN it would be 6 to 12 months before he even gets the chance to venture through the Stadium Experience Center. In addition, he says he's expected to come up with 20% of the PSL price at the time of his tour. It's something new team COO Pete Gwelly plans to take priority with once he starts his new role with the organization this April. Gwelly says the bottom line is a team has to have a value proposition that works with its fans.
We'll take a hard look at it. I'm looking forward to diving in with everybody on the Bills. I'm looking forward to talking to the people at Legends. I know leadership at Legends extremely well, so I'm confident that we'll be able to work closely together on it. And as soon as I get in there, the first thing I'm going to do is go to the Experience Center and take a look for myself. So once I have a little bit more information, I'll be able to give you a more definitive answer on that.
John Simperman with Barnstorm Sports and Entertainment says PSLs have become commonplace in the building of new stadiums across the sports landscape. While the pricing of the PSLs may come as a surprise for some Bills fans, Simperman says the dialogue has been happening for a couple of years now, where the PSLs themselves shouldn't come as a surprise with the new state-of-the-art facility.
A lot of it is built on supply and demand, and the more quote-unquote premium your seat is, you know, the higher that that PSL is going to be. Suites, club seats, lower bowl, I would expect would be higher than upper bowl 300 level type seats. The investment, it's new to Buffalonians. It's new to Bills fans. So I understand, you know, the concern and definitely have empathy for some of the longtime season ticket holders that maybe weren't factoring in that incremental cost.
More from Simperman and others on PSLs with the new Bills Stadium is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Thank you, Brayton. Definitely a lot of buzz, it seems, out there about these PSLs.
Is it something that's, you know, maybe a good thing for the Bills, a bad thing? Is that what they want to kind of create this buzz? And you're going to hear your number before. I mean, the whole idea of going through this thing is to see what the stadium's like, see where you might want to sit, what your new seats might be like versus the old stadium, then kind of see what it might cost. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
If you're waiting 6 months, you have 6-7 months, and then you go to the stadium and you're at a game, and what's everybody going to be talking about that first preseason game? Hey, what was your number?
Right.
I mean, it's going to get out there, and you know, I just wonder if it's maybe the best way to learn about it, or if it should be on a sheet soon.
And for the fans who won't get in there for months,
for a while,
maybe till later in the fall. It's like an eternity to find this out.
So we'll be talking with John Simperman a little bit about that later on this morning.
New warning from TikTok from lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle 1 week after the House approved a bill that could potentially ban the app in the U.S. There's also outrage over voicemails from TikTok users.
Senators yesterday got a classified briefing about how TikTok, owned by Chinese company ByteDance, uses the information it gathers. One concern, that the app could be used by China to influence the upcoming presidential election. ByteDance denies sharing Americans' data with the Chinese government. TikTok has urged its 170 million users in the U.S. to contact their lawmakers to oppose the bill passed by the House.
If you ban TikTok, I will find you and shoot you.
That's a voicemail North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says his office received.
That's Andrea Fujii reporting.
Well, how about this story? The latest, a fired business manager at St. Amelia's Church in Tonawanda arraigned yesterday on grand larceny charges after allegedly stealing around $1 million from the church, as well as a medical office where she also worked.
Four counts of grand larceny are one count for her former employer, the doctor, that occurred allegedly between 2016 and 2021.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn there, who said 43-year-old Lisa Noble stole cash, checks, used the church's credit card, and wired funds to herself. During the investigation, she fled to North Carolina. U.S. Marshals tracked her down in Raleigh, took her into custody. Flynn said she'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
The eclipse is just under 3 weeks away. It'll be one of those moments people will want to capture on their phones. WBEN's Tom Puckett tells us that you might want to think twice about that.
Just like your eyes, AT&T's Kevin Hanna says you'll need a filter to protect the lens of your cell phone camera.
You need a solar filter for your smartphone camera as well. And those are readily available, you know, online, and I'm sure available in retail stores as well. And they would attach to the phone using Velcro or similar sticky substance.
Hanna says the solar filter will be encased in cardboard, which will block the damage from the sun on your phone.
If you do not have a filter, I would strongly recommend not using your device.
Taking a pic of the eclipse without the filter on your phone could be disastrous.
Potentially, if the light is continually focused through the camera lens, it could even damage, distort, or even melt the optics the plastics as part of the camera lens.
Hear more advice from Hanna online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
You know what? I hadn't even thought about trying to take a picture with your phone of this.
Everyone's going to do it. Why?
I know. It's going to be a terrible
thing
picture.
Your picture is going to be, go online right now. You can see a million pictures of what the eclipse looks like. You can see a million videos, you know, taken with the ultra whatever lens of like a perfect video of the eclipse. Yours is not going to be that much better.
No.
Like, enjoy the whole idea of it being in Buffalo is to experience it with your own eyes.
Right.
But
not,
you know,
through another lens.
I'm the guy who's yelling at everyone with their phone up at every game or concert or anything like that anyway.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for mainly cloudy skies this afternoon. A few flurries or a passing snow shower possible. Cold and brisk with highs in the upper 20s. West winds gusting close to 30 miles an hour at times. Turning quite cold tonight, partial clearing overnight with temperatures dropping down into the mid-teens. Increasing clouds tomorrow, periods of snow developing for the afternoon and evening. We'll see highs back into the low 30s. Widespread snow Friday night changing to a wintry mix across the southern tier. Additional accumulations into early Saturday before winding down in the afternoon. Could see 3 to 6 inches of snow accumulation from the metro area northward. Not as cold on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for Palm Sunday with milder highs close to 40 degrees. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the WBEN TroCare College Lifeline this morning, we're talking about fluoride. The Buffalo Water Board said this week that it will resume putting fluoride in Buffalo's drinking water by the end of August. Robert, you're representing city residents in a class action lawsuit against the city over the lack of fluoride. Does word this week from the Water Board change anything with respect to what you're doing?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. And no, it doesn't. We are encouraged by the development, but I think people will remember that the messaging from City Hall all of last year, from when the news broke in January and through periodic reporting by various local media all throughout the year, was that the goal was to resume the fluoridation by the end of 2023. Now here we are, March 2024, you know, with a new timeline that we're, you know, what we really want is for the fluoride to resume. And so if that happens in July or August, we'll be happy about that. But the lawsuit will trudge on.
It'll go on. What exactly is the lawsuit claiming in terms of damages done to your clients? And how many people have signed on?
We have about a dozen families who are named plaintiffs, but we're hoping to represent a class of all the folks who have lived in the city at any point since 2015. In the complaint, we had alleged damages that exceeded $160 million. Those are damages that are increasing every single day. As far as we're concerned, every day that goes by without fluoride in the water continues to harm the people of Buffalo, will continue to harm people of Buffalo until the fluoride is resumed and the dental caries and cavities that have resulted from this will some of them will appear after the fluoride does resume. These are damages that affect people's teeth for life, and so we get to that number by various studies that have calculated the impact on people's teeth from fluoride not being in the water.
You're right that it was a year ago, January, that we found out about this. But how long has it been that the city has not had fluoride in the drinking water?
So since the summer of 2015, there's not been any fluoride added to Buffalo's water. So by August, it'll have been over 9 years.
Are you going to have to prove damage done? And how exactly would that work in a case like this?
Yeah, we will, in a class action lawsuit, you know, I think of it through the lens of, you know, environmental litigation. If you have a town, a community where chemicals were added to the local pond or river and cancer rates surge, you know, you can use expert discovery and statistical economical models to demonstrate that there has, in fact, been harm across the class that you're alleging. And, you know, we haven't done that expert discovery yet. There hasn't been discovery in the litigation yet, but the at least anecdotally and in more than that, you know, from the comments from the UB dental professionals and some of the local pediatric dentists and the media over the last, you know, since this was revealed, we're hearing and have reason to believe that there has been a surge in cavities, particularly among young people throughout the city. But yeah, we'll have a responsibility to amass that evidence and put it together to show the scope of the damages.
I'm just kind of thinking from the point of a judge or whoever would be deciding a case like this, I'd probably want to see at least one cracked tooth. But Buffalo hasn't really been known for bad teeth the way that England has.
Well, I guess that's a credit to us. I think, you know, part of what we've heard is that there has been a surge in some of these dramatic dental events of 5-6-year-old children ending up at Children's Hospital having to go under general anesthesia for heavy dental surgery, and in a way that hadn't happened in the years before the fluoride had stopped. And so, you know, especially when you're talking about young people who have grown up without any fluoride in the water, that has resulted in not even having the base of fluoridated water to, you know, strengthen the teeth. And so those are the more dramatic events that we think are illustrative of the damage here. But like I say, the evidence we believe is going to show that, you know, throughout age ranges in the city, there has been a meaningful increase in poor dental outcomes for everyone in the city. And so everyone has been harmed by it. I mean, everyone who lives in Buffalo, either directly or indirectly, pays their share of the water bill. They've believed for a decade that they were getting fluoride as part of that payment, and they haven't been. And so from a contractual point of view, you know, there's harm through that prism as well.
I'm thinking, Robert, is fluoride something that is required in water supplies, or is it the suit over the lack of notification and the harm that it's caused over this period of time?
Yeah, there's no mandate from the state of New York or federally that there be fluoride in all of the water supplies, you know, in New York State or America. There are New York State laws that relate to if you are fluoridating the water, if you're going to stop doing that, you have to follow a pretty specific process and timeline, none of which was done here. But, you know, more than that, there was disclosures to the public until very, very recently on Buffalo Water's website until late last year that reflected that there was fluoride being added to the water. And, you know, my clients, people in the community, have relied on those representations that there's fluoride in the water. And that has, in certain instances, caused folks to bypass, you know, fluoridated mouthwash or toothpaste or fluoride treatments at the dentist, because they're under the impression that was conveyed to them by the city that there was fluoride in the water when there really wasn't. And so, you know, it's certainly true that there are communities, often rural ones, that have, you know, might not have municipal water or what have you, where there isn't fluoride in the water. But we certainly believe in a community, a large city that has actively conveyed to the public that there's fluoride in the water when there wasn't, that causes a host of problems.
Well, Robert, we thank you for the time this morning. Really appreciate it. And we'll be keeping tabs on where this goes going forward. Robert Korp, attorney representing people in Buffalo suing over the lack of fluoride.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.